And it's time to get your crystal balls out. Sport is going to dominate the agenda for 2012. You've got the Euros, you've got the London Olympics, but what in music might come up and try and grab some headlines in what is going to be a sport-heavy year? It's a good question, Sean. You don't have to talk about sport. It's all about music.
Yes. Wishful thinking, retirement of Robbie Williams would be nice. just a fantasy I've always lived with since the early 90s. This is more of a 6 minute than a five live thing, but one of my favourite bands of all time, the Stone Roses, are reforming next year. It's sort of a seminal thing for me. I'd like to see the Stone Roses and Guns N' Roses do a five-a-side. Stone Roses would need a ringer because there's only four of them, and I'm pretty good on the wing. So I'd slip in there. I think that would be quite cool. So those are the two things, I think.
Don't really have a winger in five-a-side, Sean. That's apart from that, you did really well.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I love the idea and the thought process that everybody who listens to Five Live only listens to news and sport. Everybody listens to Six Music has no idea who the Prime Minister is. It's fantastic. This is a little bit more Six Music than Five Live. They have no idea who the Stone Roses are. Tony Livesey, did you do anything in the Stone Roses getting back together?
Yeah, we did. We did quite a lot, but it's the Mondays that do it. I mean, listeners to my show would know I'm after the Jam. They're the big ones to get back together. It'll never happen, but they're possibly better than the Clash, the greatest band that ever lived. Here's what I want to happen next year. I've thought showbiz, really, with music, because I've got Bono, I've got Gaga, and I've got Cowell on Total Wipeout.
Yeah.
Now, I'd watch that. And also, while we're still in the world of TV, I've got Ronnie Corbett in the audience, Bobby Davro in the audience, and I've got an audience with the Prodigy. I just see him ask questions. Are you the fire starter? Great.
Pad.
I love that. Joe McKeldry, Ollie Mears, Gareth Gates, Girls Aloud, and Boyzone, yes.
And Boyzone.
Yeah. And I want them to work together to do a version of Joy Division's Atmosphere. Oh, that's the one, yeah.
Right, it's hard to know who he has not. It must be Steve, who's in the lead, but he hasn't given his answer yet.
I'll tell you what music can do and what I'd really like it to do. It can stop bickering and whining the industry folks amongst themselves, and it can get itself sorted out next year and start being adventurous again and forget about this reliance on short-term hype. And I count the media as partly responsible for this, because the media around music, and radio included, if we were less concerned about what's new and started thinking about what's good, then we could look to start developing music in this country again. And there's always good stuff here, but too often, particularly in rock music, we don't recognise maverick talent like we used to, and the tastemakers are more concerned in what's in vogue now rather than building for the future, and they're more concerned about just getting corporate sponsorship and bums on seats. And do you know what would be really good about music next year? If we find the next great lyricists and the next great bands and develop this sound through the course of the start of next year, then music can be as important. It can be the soundtrack to the football, it can be the soundtrack to the Olympics, as magnificently as it was for Euro 96.